brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, more extremely important news and information, more important pieces of the puzzle will be broken down today here on this worldwide transmission. I am Alex Jones. Your host will be here live for the next 4 hours. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of May, 2009. H1N1 virus manufactured or result of human error. Here's another headline. Tamiflu developer, swine flu may have been released from a lab. And, I mean, every day now I'm seeing top virologists and scientists say this is manufactured. As we reported day one when they described the makeup of the virus. I'm no virologist. I'm no genetic engineer, but I've interviewed enough of them to know that you don't have a completely new genetic line with no history, no pedigree. That'd be like if somebody started showing glow-in-the-dark pink poodles that had three heads. You would say, that was engineered, ladies and gentlemen. There's no pedigree. There's no natural breeding. There's no history of this animal. By the way, I'm not joking. They can genetically engineer three-headed glow-in-the-dark pink poodles. They do have glow-in-the-dark pink poodles. I've seen that in the news for at least 12 years. The big genetic engineering firms have it. Some little retail low-level shops out of Hong Kong and China have it. South Korea's got them. You can actually walk into shops like the movie Blade Runner made in the mid-80s. By the mid-90s, you could walk into shops just like Blade Runner and buy whatever you wanted. But you tell the yuppies that and they say, look, that doesn't exist. Only American Idol exists. They could do a search in about 5 seconds and find glow-in-the-dark monkeys, glow-in-the-dark poodles that are part jellyfish. But they don't want to believe that. See, we're in Buck Rogers land, ladies and gentlemen. The public just hasn't realized it yet, but the establishment has. They've engineered it. And the stuff we know about is off-the-chart crazy. Can you imagine what we don't know about? They're now rolling out all over mainstream media all the new attack hover drones that'll be deployed in America. Nerve gas, machine guns, rockets flying around to police in control of them. I mean, these people mean business. They've been building up to take everything we've got, our private property, our freedom, our liberty, our children, and they've got the paramilitary force ready to carry it out. And they want blood, and they want seconds. They want to plant the flag of the one-eyed New World Order on the American people. We need an image of a pile of skulls with a flag planted at the top of it, with like a ring wraith planting it. That'd be a good T-shirt. Pile of skulls with a flag being planted, or a bunch of New World Order demons hoisting. How about a pile of dead bodies? And David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and the Queen of England and a few others, kind of like an Iwo Jima flag scene, but them raising up the one-eyed flag of the New World Order up above it. Okay, I'm going to take a lot of calls today. 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you about the guests we got coming up in a moment, but 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson. Both have done big aggregate articles that kind of break down all the mainstream news and analysis. They don't toot our horn, though. You know, if we're not going to do it, nobody will. And we don't toot our horn for ego. We have to toot it to say, look, we were right again, we were right again. It's kind of like you're sounding out a harbor, a lagoon to bring the big ship in. And we're down there, you know, dropping down a rope with a weight on it, measuring the depth for reefs and rocks. We're going, okay, we got that right. Okay, we're right again. Okay, we're right again. Yeah, this is an engineered virus, as usual, yeah. I mean, a month and a half before, March 5th, I went on air and said they're going to launch probably a fake flu attack just to drill their takeover. How do I know this? I don't. I study, and then it just comes to me. I mean, it's incredible. I hope people recognize our history. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are, or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you're tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have a million different important things spinning around in my mind, and I tend to go from one to the next and not flesh out any one aspect. I've been listening to my show as it rebroadcasts at night. And I know with all of these earth-shaking events happening, I mean, they've got bills introduced openly to implement what the White House Chief of Staff said, where they put you on a list. No judge, no jury. They don't even tell you you've been put on the list. You just find out when you can't buy a firearm. We've already documented, going back to Bill Clinton and throughout Bush's time, all these veterans and people I know try to go buy a gun, or when they get a divorce, they go ahead and put them on the federal list. During the divorce, they do. Or a lot of times when somebody's having a divorce, the lawyers tell the woman, go ahead and get a restraining order, because that lets you take the house while the divorce is happening and looks good in court, and then suddenly you can't buy a gun. Or they're now digitizing all the psychological files, so when you were in high school and you were depressed because you had zits or your girlfriend broke up with you or your boyfriend did, you suddenly can't buy a firearm 20 years later. It's all happening. We've known this was going on. And it did come out in 2000 that 86,000 veterans, that was one of the headlines in the news, 86,000 veterans suddenly couldn't own guns because they'd been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder in Korea, Vietnam, or Desert Storm 1. And that's just it. They just say, sorry, you can't get off the list under the NICS FBI instant access background check, which is really a registration. You know, what type of gun you're getting, handgun, rifle, shotgun. But now they just admit that and say, yeah, we're digitizing all the juvenile files. You have a juvenile record? No Second Amendment. This is all being announced. You had a divorce or you had a domestic disturbance, and thank God I don't have one of these, but most people I know do. I mean, neighbors now call the police on you if they hear shouting next door. Oh, my gosh, I better get involved in their business and, you know, call the police. The police get federal grants to take somebody to jail, so they show up, and they've been told by their big city departments, you arrest somebody, even if nobody's hit the other person, even if nothing's broken, you go ahead and do it. It's all about getting you in the system. So they've got the bill introduced where without even having a misdemeanor, without even having a psychological designation. And I was looking at numbers. In some high schools, over a third, but the average is about 20%. But in some high schools, over a third, you know, they say, oh, go to your monthly visit with the counselor. The counselor's like, are you depressed? And they have a checklist. Are you depressed? Are you angry? Do you have anxiety? And they go, well, you follow any two of these 10 things on the checklist, you are mentally ill. I'm going to send you to a psychologist I'm recommending, and insurance is going to pay for it. And your parents have got insurance. And then you get your psychological designation and the sitcoms and dramas on TV, you know, stylize it like it's cool. And, you know, it's a status you have. It's like you've won a Congressional Medal of Honor, you know, that you've got a mental illness that they've made up. And, you know, because you're 13 years old, you're supposed to be depressed or upset or have all this energy and, you know, to be figuring things out socially. And you're supposed to be getting in fist fights and having anxiety about, you know, the big bully is going to be waiting for you after school on the walk home. You're supposed to go ahead and not cower and beat the daylights out of the bully. But instead, you hide and get fearful and have anxiety attacks. They put you on Prozac or Ritalin or both. So. See, I just said that I always want to go to your calls, and then I just start thinking about all the hypocrisy and all the out-of-control corruption and the mind control that's going on in society. It makes the head spin. Every day or two, I see an article about police called out for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds playing with pink or orange or blue rubber dart guns that they buy at 7-Eleven that we all begged for as children. And the police come and arrest them, or the police come and shoot them. And it's always the neighbor, you know, well, the gun was bright yellow, but I still thought it was probably illegal. I mean, we're living in a hellish situation. I look at the statistics. Government is a cancer, and the public is the problem. The public has been raised by this thing generation after generation, and now we haven't even begun to go downhill yet. This was just the vanguard or the cutting edge of it. This was the prelude, the hors d'oeuvre. And so I have a bunch of news on that front. Massive attacks on free speech. We're under attack all over the place by the media, CNN, MSNBC, Google, YouTube, banning our videos, shutting them down, announcing no more Google videos, period, as we told you they were gearing up for. Now it's been announced. People still don't care. It's happening. They're closing the doors. They're locking it down. They're moving ahead. It's really going on. It's really happening in the United States. So coming up in an hour and 15 minutes from now, we have Paul Joseph Watson coming on to talk about this headline. Story he wrote. And you can link through to all the mainstream news articles that he has linked and the government's own announcements and their own posters. And it shows a neighbor with a boat in the yard on a big poster. And it says, go ahead and report your neighbor if you don't think they have enough money to have a boat or to dress nice or to smoke cigars. So see, first the Stasi system is tattle on your Muslim neighbor. Are they suspicious? Are they a terrorist? And then it's, oh, by the way, tattle on your neighbor. Did you hear him say something, a racial term? Did you think you said it? Even if you think you might have heard it over the fence, call the police and we'll start surveilling them and we'll pay you. We'll give you recording devices to sit there and record them. This is in the news. And then, by the way, we want you to be neighborhood volunteers to dig through your neighbor's rubbish and make sure they're recycling properly all over Europe and in England. Now it's being implemented here. Everything in Europe is about 2-3 years ahead of us. Well, this time, police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. PrisonPlanet.com. And there's images of the UK police commissioners and others up there, and it says, too much bling. And it shows a guy in a suit with a cigar. And it says, too much bling? Give us a ring. Now, they have big posters up all over England that show an all-seeing eye, and it says, you are all safe under the watchful eye. I mean, they are coming right out and saying all over U.S., British, European news that Big Brother is now good. They're now saying the term, Big Brother's helping. In fact, you can search engine the term, Big Brother helping. And you'll get tens of thousands of news articles because that's a talking point about Big Brother helping, Big Brother, Big Brother. I mean, it is everywhere. Police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. And they know it's asinine. They've got the Scotland Yard police commissioner up there smiling like it's a big joke. And they're saying, if you criticize immigrants, arrested. If you criticize immigrants outside of England, you can't come to England. But what nobody's pointing out, except Paul Watson, in any article I've seen, is that Jacqueline Smith, Jackie Smith, went on, the Home Secretary of State, we're following EU rules. This is law. It isn't just England that's fallen to tyranny. It's all of Europe. And they're now signing the United States up to the Transatlantic Treaty Agreement that George Bush signed in 2007 to all of this. And it's all in my film, End Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So, H1N1 virus manufactured in a laboratory. More top scientists come out. Tamiflu developers says swine flu may have been released from lab. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is saying 2 billion people are infected with it. It's going to come back in 6 months and kill everybody, basically. But don't worry, Obama is saying they're going to have a triple shot. So now they're going to try to say it's the law, and they've got the news saying we may force you to take it, a new triple flu shot. You know, there are multiple government studies that state that 3 flu shots consecutively doubles your chance of Alzheimer's. And that's why you've got all these people that take their kids to take flu shots every year. By the time they're 20, there are now hundreds of thousands of 20, 21, 22-year-olds who now have what they call Alzheimer's. And they just, the media will have little luncheons and events, and they'll have fundraisers about it, and they'll use all the fundraising money to cover up what's really doing it. And just, you know, pretty soon everybody will be like, yeah, you get senile when you're 18 now. Yeah, I remember when I was a young man of 15, but now I can't recognize my wife because I'm an old man of 25. These are soft-kill, chemical, biological operations, silent weapons for quiet wars. Read the Army's report on it. Being used. You are under, I am under eugenics attack. And folks, you got to pull out of the spell. Mesmerized by American Idol and Survivor, or whatever the top TV shows, Dancing with the Stars, and you got to pull out of watching the football game and getting drunk every night with your buddies at the bar just long enough to look around you and realize you're under scientific attack. The establishment has got us looking at all these petty issues that don't matter and caught up, even if you're politically wise, you know, that small percentage of the public, quote, wise, you still think it's a Republican-Democrat issue, and the system does everything it can to make it left versus right, right versus left. They do everything they can to make it racial. The left, in the name of fighting racism, all they do is hype and push on and on and on, you know, news about this race or that race or this, you know, on and on and on to get us at each other's throats. And then meanwhile, they've announced in the U.S., England, everywhere, spy on your neighbors. They're training children in every public school in the country. Check your public school. It's everywhere. Spy on your parents. They're giving them money, government credit cards, $200 to turn in a family member. It's actually going on. Just unbelievable tyranny as they build more and more prisons to fill them with the American people. That's your concentration camps. All right, we'll tell you about all the guests we got coming up. Kurt Nemo's coming up as well. I got a filmmaker coming on. We'll tell you about it after the break. Go to your phone call. Stay with us.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To Jim Tucker during that break. He is outside Athens, Greece at the 2009 Bilderberg Conference where the eugenicists are meeting. We may get him on today, but he's tied up doing footwork, legwork. Kind of scoping out the zone as the elites begin arriving today and tomorrow through Sunday. But he'll definitely be on with us from Greece tomorrow and on Friday. Okay, let me just tell you about the guest we have, and I'm going to your calls for the rest of this hour, and then I'll get into all the news that I'm about to mention later. We've got Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo both popping in about an hour for quick reports on England saying, spy on your neighbor's trash, spy on what they buy, what they sell. You know, are they dodging taxes? You don't even have to have evidence. Just call us. Report everything on your neighbors. We'll pay you. This is what the new economy is going to be here in the U.S. as well. It's already here. And then Kurt Nemo coming on also dealing with all these different top scientists coming out and saying, oh, yeah, this has got to be a manufactured virus. We told you that day one. We told you here first, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got Daniel coming on, Daniel McNichol. He's made a film, Reclaiming the Blade. It's got a bunch of well-known people in it. And it's dealing with how people weren't allowed to have swords hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago. That it was a symbol of being a free man. That's what the state and nobility was all about, is you had the right to have arms and to use force. That's why the UN says that the state is the only legitimate holder of any type of small arms. No citizens are allowed to own guns. That's public UN policy, and the United States are signatories to the UNESCO Treaty and the UNIDIR Treaty, and they're now trying to ratify it through the Senate. It's happening. So we'll be talking to Daniel coming up in the third hour today. Okay, this is a short segment, but let's go ahead and start going to your calls. Pete in Minnesota was the first caller. He just hung up. Rob in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on with you. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You are on. Welcome.
Okay. Quick question for you. You were talking about the Quickie movie that you're bringing out. Is that the one with Jordan Maxwell?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
You know, Jordan has been very nice to ask me to go make a film with him, but he wants to make it a spectacular, and I'm not sure I've ever even made a spectacular. I mean, these films are low budget, and it takes me 6-8 months to make one, if it's of the Endgame or Terror Storm caliber of research and things. And I would like to make a film with Jordan Maxwell. Yeah. I just told him, make a script, tell me what you want me to do, and I can probably get it done. So ball's in his court. You know, I keep saying I'm going to announce what the new film is, and I will do that in the last 20 minutes of the show today.
Okay. The Obama deception is immaculate. It's beautiful. But something I want to ask you about that got my attention last week at work, and I don't know whether you're aware that it was the North American Occupational Safety and Health Week.
Yes, everything's North American Union. A year and a half ago, I'd seen it in WorldNet Daily with Dr. Corsi writing about it, but then I got in the mail because I have employees, and it said the Texas Workforce Commission is no longer under the Department of Labor with the feds. State's totally federalized. You now report all this tax data and workers' comp data to the North American Union, and it gave me the new – I mean, it's we're under it, and the public has no idea.
I know. They just run home, try and squeeze as much television as they can before they get to bed. And they're just totally eyes closed, and it's unbelievable.
They are drinking water that has sodium fluoride put in it, and it is a scientific fact in thousands of studies that it attacks all the glands, calcifies the bones, massively increases bone cancer, brain cancer, everything. Absolute documented fact, and guess what? They're increasing fluoride levels in the United States.
Unbelievable. Something I heard a couple of weeks ago that you mentioned, that the people that are controlling the world is only about 10,000.
Yeah, it's probably, well, according to Rothkopp, who we had on, who in the Washington Post, you know, wrote an article calling for world government, and he said, he wrote the book Superclass, we had him on. And I said, why are you coming on here? And he goes, oh, we know who you are, Mr. Jones. We just want you to know that, you know, we think you're wrong about why world government's bad. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, and then we'll go to Tony, Paul, Annie, JD, and others. I am Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, truthnews.us, jonesreport.com, arnoldexposed.com, whatistheendgame.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the T. You can order online at getthet.com. That's getthet.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the T.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Rob in Canada, who we're going back to in a moment, he brought up the global elite and how many of them there are. In their own words, they say between 4 and 6,000 super class elite, but 99% of those 6,000 people are just super minions. They are super gophers or imperial legates. They are over different divisions, different subsectors of the economy, propaganda, energy, finance, academia, you know, media. And they all write books bragging. And they laugh in the books and go, the slaves will never read this. And then they know that CNN and Fox will never cover the books. And David Rockefeller writes them, and Helmut Schmidt writes them, and Richard Inhofe writes them, and Rothkopf writes them, and Kissinger writes them. I mean, Kissinger writes books calling our military dumb animals to be used by the New World Order. And I don't think you're dumb animals, but, I mean, it is kind of, he is making a point that he can write that, and he knows you're not going to read it, or even if you do, your mind control is so strong that you're still going to follow the globalist orders, even though they're calling you dumb animals to be used. So we just talked to Jim Tucker. He was mobbed by reporters. He flew out yesterday evening after his connecting flights. He just got into Greece. a few hours ago. He is mobbed by reporters. We called his room. We were scheduled to check in with him at 11. He wasn't in the room. We call the front desk. We go, we need Mr. Tucker. And the lady said, oh, he's mobbed. So there's a mob scene of international media. Now imagine 30 years ago, 34 years ago, they would say it didn't exist. He was insane. 20 years ago, they'd say it. 10 years ago. Now he's mobbed by international TV, radio, and print. Just, he said it's a mob scene. He'll be joining us tomorrow at the start of the second hour for just 10, 15 minutes. And then again on Friday with a report. And then when he gets back next week, we'll have a detailed 30-minute report with Jim Tucker. And it always, again, the key news gets broken right here. There'll be reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because Daniel Estulin has great contacts inside Bilderberg, but Jim Tucker really has the strong contacts. And he's going to be on with us. Estulin's been out of the loop lately because his wife's mother was dying of cancer, and then he just had twins. So, but I think he reportedly may be going to Bilderberg this year. I don't know. But Tucker is on the job, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt with a carton of cigarettes under each arm. So what a character. And you can always set your watch and warrant by what he has to say. Never any embellishment, never any. I mean, this is directly from Bilderberg. Man, I should have gone over to Greece. It's going to be a three-ring circus, I tell you. And then what we find out of these meetings always comes true. You know, we can come on air. I kept hyperventilating over Lindsey Williams, and he's a great guy. But, you know, he did work for one of the big oil companies. He has broken insider knowledge before. He has exposed that peak oil is a fraud. And Lindsey Williams comes out a month and a half after we broke it here and says they're going to drop the price of oil by at least half. Well, he said below 50. We said by half. And where did that come from? Jim Tucker and Bilderberg contacts at Chantilly, Virginia, where I was with him last year. And then I forget we broke that and all those predictions came true. Man, I need Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, or maybe our volunteers, maybe listeners, because the media and the public pay attention to this. We don't ever really toot our horns properly. I need the listeners to go back through the March 5th show where I broke down and said they're going to launch some type of bird or swine flu, genetically engineered attack. This will probably just be a drill to infect people and scare people for a future attack. I'm telling you, I see their pre-programming. They're going to launch some type of flu. I mean, I laid it out. And then directly from Bilderberg that they were going to slash oil prices to bankrupt Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and others off the $150 a barrel they were getting for crude oil. And then it's a big international sensation that Lindsey Williams predicts it. And then it was Jim Tucker, and he didn't predict it. It came directly from Bilderberg. And I told Paul Watson last week when listeners pointed this out that we had predicted it. I told him to do a story about it, tooting our horn. He didn't do it. And I'm telling you, it's important we do that because folks need to know what you hear on this show is what the globalist agenda is. We eat, drink, and sleep this. We crawl around in ditches. We get arrested. We get detained. We get death threatened. We get sued. We fight hard to bring you this information. And I sure hope it's appreciated. And I sure hope our track record is appreciated. And again, not in an ego way, in a, this is key information people better pay attention to. I mean, I told you they were going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on Osama bin Laden months and months before 9/11. I mean, I was saying that for 6 months before 9/11. I've got to dig out all those old TV shows. The one that ended up getting put on the web was July 25th. And that was when I came out and said, call the White House, tell them don't stage the attacks. But for months and months before that, and I'm going to dig that out. I got storage buildings full of 3/4-inch tapes and stuff. Before they all rot, they're probably already rotten. I need to get that out because it's important to show we've been right all along. It's important to show we know what we're talking about. This is important information. And people are beginning to heed it. They are beginning to add to it and do their own research. And we are beginning to have a big effect on the globalists. I mean, they have Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress saying they've got to restrict the web and they've got to go after 9/11 truth because we're hurting them. And then they have high-level members of the 9/11 Commission come out and say they did a deal with the Pentagon to lie about the Pentagon standing down on that day. And then we write a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com and nobody else picks it up. I mean, we are so busy fighting the New World Order and firing downrange that we don't even have time to report to you the type of damage we're doing to the New World Order. And you're like, well, why is it important to report that? Because it proves we're shooting downrange in the right angle, in the right direction. We're having an effect, and we need more of you to belly up next to us and open fire on the enemy. These are criminals openly hijacking the nation, stealing $14.8 trillion in 7 months. They're going for broke. There's no time to suck thumbs and play games. We got to get into the breach where they've blown holes in our wall, where the enemy's coming in like a flood here. This is the coup in motion right now. The New World Order corporate, private, fraudulent takeover is illegitimate and rogue. And you got to blow the trumpet and point it out to people. And government everywhere is getting more corrupt by the minute because the word's gone out. Go wild. Have an orgy of corruption. Do whatever you want. Okay, I'm going to your calls. Rob in Canada, finish up your point.
Yeah, I just wanted to that these people really can be toppled. And there was in David Icke's 9/11 book, he gives an example of a play, and at the end of the play, all the members of the on the stage, they create a pyramid. And the guy at the bottom, he has to sneeze. And the guy at the top topples and ends up in the second row. And that's exactly what this is. All of us at the bottom, we're holding those people up at the top, and they can topple.
That's right. Yertle the turtle.
Yep.
I appreciate your call. In fact, I think I'm going to bring that Dr. Seuss book in. I thought about doing that one day and reading it to the audience, not our hardcore awake audience, but to the childlike audience out there, the new listeners. Yertle the turtle, yes. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Chicago. Tony, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, greetings from Airstrip 2 here in Chicago, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good.
Hey, I just saw Obama talking about the new health care reform thing, and he's talking about how the doctors and the hospitals and everybody else picked a bad business plan, but not the pharmaceutical companies and the outrageous prices they charge for their products.
Yeah, so they have corporatized health care and socialized it for the public to conduit all the profits to themselves. It's eugenics death care. And now they're going to expand that model, and they are putting in the computer systems nationwide under federal law, telling dentists, doctors, nurses what they can do, a pre-set-up system. National health care will be an aspirin for a heart attack. It'll be a Band-Aid for a severed leg. And that's their system, and they admit, I've got Tony Blair on tape, 18 months for terminal brain cancer that's operable, but you got to have it in a month. They say, die. Tom Daschle wrote the book, and he was going to be the head of healthcare, saying, you need to just die. It is your carbon footprint. They're openly, and just watch, all you liberals and all you socialists, you know, that are just little hands out. You want something from the New World Order? They're going to give you all the shots and all the mercury and all the brain damage you want. They're going to euthanize you. They're going to haul you off. They're going to imprison your kids. They're going to CP you. You want government? Yeah, that's right. They're taking over free speech, taking over health care, going after the Second Amendment, butchering the borders. They're making their move on every front right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thought of this triple tap flu shot coming in the fall. I won't take a shot, Alex.
They're on the news saying we may force you to take this. And they say, you know, to the cowardly dumbed down public, those that are, you know, the dumbed down mass, they say, look, your neighbor's got to take the new flu shot or that'll make you get it. Wait a minute. If the flu shot cures you, the new triple, next year it'll be a quadruple, and then a 10 shot, and then a 20. Then you'll drink your shots in big 7-Eleven big gulp glasses. Here's your 10,000 shots for the day. You die after you drink it, but that's good. You know, I mean, you know, it's just insane. It's just totally insane.
Brother, let me just leave you with this last thought, and this is for everybody out there, you know, listening right now. You know, people always say, why does somebody need 20 guns in their house? Why does somebody need 50 guns in their house to hand out 49? That's why, to hand out 49.
Hey, I hear you, and go ahead.
With that, I just want to leave you with that and tell you just before I go, in case they shut all this down before I talk to you next time, brother, I love you right in my heart. I think about you every day. I'm spreading as much as I can within my social circle, and I pray that 2-5 years down the road we can still have these conversations.
God bless you. Oh, yeah, that's definitely in peril. That is definitely definitely something we got to think about. I love all you guys, too. You know, I can feel your prayers. I can feel your love. And it overshadows and dominates the hate I feel. I can feel that, too. A disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. Let's go ahead and talk to... just briefly on the subject of the Second Amendment, I wanted to add that point, but I didn't want to interrupt him. See, I always interrupt folks. I'm getting a little bit better because I want to make a point I think of, and then I forget about it a minute later. But I'm getting better about waiting. Yeah, no, the reason to have 49 guns is because it's your right. That's why. I mean, you know, one gun, two guns, 10 guns. They're now all over the nation every couple days. In fact, I just saw an article about that right now. It says police see semi-automatic weapons as hazard. They can kill from more than 4 football fields away, shred police officer's vest, fire up to 75 bullets at a time, and they're increasingly showing up in criminal hands. So there's the demonization headline out of the News Sentinel. Last year, Fort Wayne police seized 31 semi-automatic rifles compared to just 2 in 2003. Last year, the federal Sullivan's ban that limited the sale of the rifles. The seizure increases and more reports of criminals using the rifles concerns Fort Wayne Police Chief Rusty York. See how that article's written deceptively to imply they're illegal? You know, they say, oh, these were banned until this point, but the police are seizing them because they're so deadly. And so it's just like the billboards with an image of a gun, and it says, report illegal firearms. And it's a revolver, only illegal in Chicago, D.C., and New York. And then you see the dramas and sitcoms where they say, oh, he's got a handgun, call the police. I mean, how many sitcoms are there where somebody walks in a house and the good-looking girl, you know, likes the guy, he's finally got a great date with his, you know, number 10 Fox, and he takes her into his apartment and she sees a gun case, she goes, I'm leaving. I don't like guns. But then she goes out and loves a cop who's got a gun. And that's meant for weak-minded males who haven't gotten a mate yet and feel inadequate, that they watch that and go, God, guns aren't cool. And then weak-minded women think, ooh, the foxy cool chick I want to be, she's anti-gun. I mean, do you like being programmed like that? That isn't an insult to your intelligence. It's so base. My wife watches TV maybe once every couple of days, and she says every show she tries to watch, it doesn't matter. It's anti-homeschool, anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-eugenics, pro-euthanasia. It's everything. All it is brainwashing with social engineering, using peer pressure in imaginary, fictitious situations to make you feel inadequate and bad and like you'll be uncool. But I'll tell you, it isn't working on a lot of people. Their propaganda is working less and less. Now, I've probably bought 50 guns over the years since I turned 18 and started buying guns. One time I had a bunch in a farmhouse that family owned. It got struck by lightning and, like, I think 12 guns burned up. They're pretty weird looking, all melted. But I probably got 30, 40 guns. And I see news all the time where the neighbors saw him in his garage cleaning guns and thought it was threatening. Police went ahead and arrested the veteran, and he had 24 guns and over 1,000 rounds of ammo. And they'll have people in the news going, it was scary, he had firearms. And it'll be, I'll check that state's laws where it happened, and then it's not illegal. And it's like, he's arrested? And they're like, yes, we're charging him. I mean, ladies, and charging him with what? That's what I mean. It's crazy. By the way, guns are some of the best investments out there. I mean, I bought rifles. I bought a Mini 14 for like $250. It had to be in, what, 1992, 1993. And that sucker, that model is worth about $600 today. Ruger range rifle. I mean, I've got every gun I've got is valuable. You know, when I say I got 50 guns, I think five or six of them were grandpa's, you know, stuff passed on. And can you imagine a bunch of pot-bellied thugs in your house opening up your gun safe and dragging your guns off? I mean, this country, we got to really get angry and go, look, crooks, back off, you parasite degenerates. And the police say, oh, we're pro-gun. Well, then you're not acting like it. I'm sick of it. Leave me alone. I'm not your property. And this is just an article that says, this whole article implies that guns are illegal and they're seizing them everywhere. And you read later, it was in criminal acts they're seizing. Police see semi-automatic weapons as hazard. No, they seize them in crimes. See, they want to acclimate you to get used to hearing about guns being seized. Paul, Annie, JD, Gavin, Sam, many others. A ton of news and three guests coming up. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to hazardrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazardrid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
By the way, we're going to have detailed reports on the Bilderberg Group in the next few days with the latest info on what the world leader is planning. Meanwhile, I see articles in the London Guardian with a ridiculous headline. Our man at Bilderberg, in pursuit of the world's most powerful cabal, once a year it is rumored the global elite gather in a luxury hotel. It is rumored? I mean, it's been in the BBC everywhere. that the Bilderberg Group's now released some of their founding documents bragging they set up the European Union by stealth. So this group openly admits they exist now. London Guardian says it's rumored. I remember up until 5 years ago, Limbaugh was still saying the CFR didn't exist. And that's his job. Got to keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And the New World Order hates real conservatives, hates constitutionalists and nationalists. So they're going to have a bunch of fake conservatives up there to sell people. Bunch of other news articles on that front. But let's go back to your calls here. Paul in Florida, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Just as you say, as you're in your opening remarks, it's very easy today for anyone to lose their Second Amendment rights. It's been done to people we know. A group of people who got hold of my soon-to-be 100-year-old father did it to me a few years ago. They didn't prevail. They made up. They used lies. They walked into court tearfully saying I'd grievously injured my dad. Now, the reason they did this is because we didn't know it, but apparently my dad's a wealthy man, and they stole millions from him. And when we got wind of it, that annoyed them, and so they did just what Senator Lautenberg and all his fellow gun haters and tyranny lovers want to do. They used lies to disarm law-abiding citizens. Unfortunately, they pushed it too far. They spread some money around to try and make it stick. It did not. And now the legal consequences are going to return for them because, yes, America, there are still many fine, good cops and law enforcement people in this country, and they don't like liars, and they don't like gun haters, and they don't like punks. The deputies around here be the first ones to tell you they hate it when somebody's gun rights are violated. And this brings me to another point. You mentioned in your opening remarks that odd May-December romance of David Rockefeller and Hank Kissinger. And there's a little drama going on in New York City, and it has very big ramifications. There's a fellow named Philip Marshall. He's 84 years old. So far, I've only seen this in the New York Post and the New York Daily News. Mr. Marshall is the son of Mrs. Astor, of the Astors, you know, who drowned on the Titanic and all that, and she gave away hundreds of millions.
Yeah, he locked her up and wouldn't even give her clothes. I remember seeing that in the
New York Times. This is what's happened here, is that's how the charities, so-called. Now, these aren't charities that feed starving.
Oh, so that's you're saying that's made up. And, yeah, but the New York Times probably is a lie.
Yep, he prevailed. They tried suing the estate, and they lost. He prevailed. These aren't charities, you know, that feed hungry people or shelter starving, you know, shelter kittens or anything like that. This is like the Hank Kissinger, Rockefeller, the swell set, the ones who live very, very big off of Mrs. Astor's
money. Let me tell you
this.
My dad's a dentist, so he has a lot of patients. And more well-to-do people are saying the state, elder care, is seizing their 85, 90-year-old parents every time they have money and then trying to sign it over to themselves. And that's all over the news, that elder care people in the U.K. and the U.S. and Canada are now moving into their houses.
Yes, and in addition to MassOutrage.com, whose founder you've had on your show, I found another great group, StopGuardianshipAbuse.com, on the web this week. They've been looking at this trial, and what it is Rockefeller and Kissinger and their pals have spun things all around. Now,
wait a minute. I remember seeing that David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger were going to help with Lady Astor's money and not let the evil son have it. He locked her up and wouldn't let her have food. And I remember going, oh, David Rockefeller's helping, and, oh, helping get the Astor's money? Well, I mean, wait a minute. One of the main heirs is Anderson Cooper, admitted CIA agent. I'm wondering if he's kidding. I wonder if Rockefeller's helping him. Stay there. I want to hear more about this when we get back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.